All right. I just saw a bunch of Coca-Cola movies, and Emilio, you were kind of narrating the beginning of the tour. Can you tell me a little bit about, what's up with Coke? Why do you love it so much? What inspires you about it?
Coca-Cola is not only just a soft drink, but it becomes part of, and I hate to be corny about it, but part of the American fabric, mm-hmm. in that I grew up with it. And from past generations, my folks drank Coca-Cola. So for me to be working for the Coca-Cola company, it seems kind of a natural thing. Before I got this job, I used to work at Callanwall Fine Arts Center, okay. which was a Coca-Cola mansion, which is a fine arts center right now.
Right.
So it's part of the Candler-Woodruff generational Coke mm-hmm. thing. And it's a really nice place to work.
Yeah.
Employees are really nice, and it's really geared for my type of personality, really.
For as not dull, but how kind of people come in not knowing what to expect, you really get them, I think, fired up more than, I've seen on a guided tour section of things. And, I'm sure that's had a lot to do with Coke and everything, too. But what are some of your favorite aspects of, the tour and, your Coke memorabilia?
It is, part of it is your past. You see your past in it, mm-hmm. some things that I grew up with that were kind of Coca-Cola related.
Right.
And that can be anything from an advertisement to a sign. We have a place that shows Coca-Cola commercials from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and I come into that time period. So it is that type of reflective thing also. And like I said, my folks drank Coca-Cola, and I remember my father drinking Coke and whatnot. So, and it's something you associate with good times and that type of thing. So, yeah, you become kind of entrenched in your memory.
Right.
And then when you meet people who come here, they have even deeper memories for Coca-Cola. They've worked for the company, or they'll tell you stories and things on how Coke shaped their life. People who were involved in World War II, or people even in the service industry, it's a touchstone for their hometown. No matter where they go in the world,
right.
They'll see a Coca-Cola sign or they'll see a Coke, and they'll think it does that memory thing for them, and they find it very reassuring.
Right.
Almost like comfort food. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. How do you think Coke kind of, Coca-Cola, persists, through the ages? Because, you said, it's almost timeless. It, keeps refining itself, and especially as you look at, the imagery throughout the years, too. It's all very different.
It tries to stay a step ahead in as far as integrating its feelings and moving forward. One of the things, if you don't mind me going into this, one of the signs in here that I point out is there are four football players. And I always mention that's one of the first times Coca-Cola used African-American in advertising. And it's 1953, but there's a Willie Mays card that's too small to show. And I've had, Clark University and some of the black colleges or even the high schools, and I'll mention that and they'll applaud because they know that in the early 50s, people were still being lynched
right.
in the South. So it was a very bold step for Coca-Cola to use African Americans in advertising. And they realize that. Mm-hmm. They go, we were represented back then. Easy 10 years before integration even came about. So grant you, if you want to be cynical about it, you can say, they did it for the money. But they didn't have to.
Right.
They're
so, easier routes.
Exactly.
Less controversial. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So they're easier routes to take. And you have that type of thing, and then you have just the traditional thing, mm-hmm. where you have multi-generational people who spur it on. And when you have a museum, I don't know of any other soft drink museum.
Right, exactly.
And people bring their kids here, and we have couples who come here in their wedding dress.
Wow.
A wedding party came here because they wanted to get pictures of the polar bear because the polar bear.
Wow.
So you have that strong a stamp of a brand.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize it until I started working for this company that other than, Coca-Cola is the most recognized phrase.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. There was a line in Glee where this Asian family was talking about trying to be successful. And she said, the Asian guy said his mother knew only two words, Harvard and Coca-Cola.
That's awesome. All right, well, I'm just about out of time here. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.